This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Bottom of this hour, we're going to chat with Matt Brainard. Matt is founder of the Voter Integrity Project. It's something they stood up very quickly, very innovative. We interviewed him, if you may remember, about their effort to have call centers and be able to do these investigations of the votes. But they have an analysis now, so we're going to get some results on that here on the program. More coverage of the Michigan legislative hearing, the oversight committee there. We have that for you. Don't forget, we got to play the CNN clip. Point out just how fraud they are. Fraud-filled CNN. Pretty amazing. A lot of good feedback with our caller last hour, Parker, related to the congressional delegation doing something. I think his idea was pretty good, to take on the media for skipping this, just being nowhere. Better keep working that. But a lot of you like that, and I agree. That has some merit. Okay, let's get back to the phones. We're going to go to Williston next. Morgan, what's on your mind, Morgan? Go ahead. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. We'll try again here for Morgan and Williston. Morgan, are you there?
Hey, Morgan or Mark?
I have Morgan on my screen, but if it's Mark, hello, Mark. Or whoever
hey,
you are.
I want to comment on this crybaby thing.
Okay.
Anyway, where were all these people that are accusing us of being crybabies back in 2016, when you got these people crying on the streets when Hillary lost, and then we go back as far as when Gore he tried suing everything that he could do to get to win a ballot for the hanging chads. It was all right for them to go after the courts and after people for hanging chads, but we can't go after people and that are voting illegally. They
there
got
you go.
Proof of thousands and thousands of votes ballots that came in from China that were printed on paper that only had Biden on the ballot. Nobody down ballot. Who's speaking up against that? It just kind of blows me away that this, we're just so divided. Uh-oh, what's the bell for?
That's
you.
The correct answer, sir.
It's
spot on.
For you. Affirmative support for your opinions here on the program today. You're knocking it out of the park.
Well, then another thing, too, is I don't listen. Me and Fox News are done, except for one. I might listen to Maria in the morning, and that's it. I go to one American News and Newsmax. They're the only ones that are actually following a lot of this stuff that Giuliani's doing and some of these hearings with all these witnesses. So, I mean, we got actual witnesses. We don't have some, you know, whistleblowers. We don't have somebody that shifty shift made up, you know, and never did bring them to light.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we've got witnesses and we've got documentation. And these even back in, I forget what, 2005, Lou Dobbs was on CNN and reported about these Dominion, machines.
Yeah. We're going to play.
They're going all this stuff. Our ballots are going to different countries. They're sending signals to different countries. They're tabulating the votes and sending them back. Where did that start? I don't remember. I'm 64 years old, and that's never happened as far as I can remember.
No, it's you can't even – you're drinking from a fire hose trying to figure this out. They jumped the shark. They thought they'd never get caught, and they're caught, and we just have to continue to fight. Listen to the guy that brought the ballots from New York to Philadelphia – for their little action in Philly of cheating like crazy.
I know I saw ballots with return addresses filled out, thousands of them. thousands, loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed for Pennsylvania. But as things became weirder, I got to thinking and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. I didn't know why, so I decided to speak up. And that's what I'm doing today.
Before a legislature, signing an affidavit under penalty of perjury.
Yeah, see, this stuff is insane. And then you got actual proof that, you know, why witnesses? So, and either there's these ladies, there was a lady, I think it was in Virginia, don't know, maybe Louisiana last night on there too, that was talking about these people that they're hiring to do their jobs, to tally these ballots, aren't doing their jobs. And they're kicking our poll watchers out of watching and trying to keep them from doing their jobs.
It happened.
That's this the next clip I have.
It happened. I mean, you're absolutely right, Morgan. Appreciate your call and your passion on this. And keep right where you're at in the arena. Bit of breaking news today. Some reporter caught the president at a holiday party last night telling White House staff that he would be running in 2024 if he's not successful in getting the vote counted correctly. So if I'm the swamp owner, just say, just give him these 4 years. Just give him, Joe's crazy anyway, give him these 4 years, and,
right.
You know, he can do these 4 years, and because guess what he'll do? He'll campaign for 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
He'll campaign for 4 years, watch every move, take these people on. Thank God. I'm glad he's doing it, but.
Yeah, he will.
It is something to just to keep in your hand. And I'd heard that from the very early days after the election. We're going to fight the battle. If we lose it, 2024, I'm running.
Guess he's got about 70, 80 million people that'll probably help him out with that, too.
Oh, it'll just shut down the whole race. I mean, all the talk of, you know, who's it going to be?
Exactly. Well, we're out.
Going to go away. Jim's on the road. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi. First off, I'd like to say hi to Terry in Wyoming because he listens to you every day.
Can I say hi to him, too?
3 Saturdays ago. Yep, say hi to Terry. He'd appreciate it.
Hey, Terry in Wyoming, glad you're listening to What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Terry.
God bless you. A little shout-out for Terry. Yep, there he's got it. Okay, sorry, what were we going to say, Jim?
Terry's originally from Hoople, North Dakota. So, anyhow.
Hoople! Pride of Hoople.
I was hunting, and so I was in and out of the vehicle. And so I was listening to Fox News, and I don't know which program it was, but the Fox News person was interviewing a Biden campaign manager type person who in private life has some kind of big advertising company, and he originally grew up in Minneapolis. And they got to talking about all the riots and stuff, and this guy actually said that the riots in Minneapolis weren't caused by Antifa and leftist organizations, that they were caused by right-wing militant organizations.
Oh, dear God.
Just so the left would get blamed, probably, right?
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And they never challenged him on it. And so when they can go on and just say blatant lies like that, it's unbelievable. And then the last caller was talking about not listening to Fox News. They are getting very bad. And a lot of Fox News programs in the last several weeks, they talked about they'll have an article about there's no voter fraud, that Trump's making all this up. And then that very next story, they'll talk about that the Democrats are wanting people to come into Georgia to vote, which is totally illegal. It's just within seconds of each other, they prove that they're trying to cheat just right out loud.
Sad state of affairs. It is unbelievable. Jim, appreciate your call. God bless you. Thanks for listening, sharing your 2 cents with us today. Tom in Grand Forks, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I'm going to answer your question. The question that you had was, what do you want our congressional delegation to do?
Yeah.
Well, number one is, all three of them get together with like-minded Republicans, or if they can find them, like maybe Ted Cruz and
Jim Jordan. Paul, yep.
You know, and go to the president and say, you know what? If the AG is not going to do his job, Well, then we want them fired. You know what? You do that with the director of the FBI in any other congressional appointed position where the Senate gave their approval for this cabinet post. And that's how you do it. You go ahead and you start getting rid of these, I hate to use the term, but, you'll use non-performers, all right, for that. And you get start getting rid of them. You drain the swamp. I listen to Rush Limbaugh's radio town hall when the president was speaking on it. And he said something twice, and both of them, Republicans got to get tougher. Now, they better start getting tougher.
There's no question. Look what we're up against. They ought to look at the results of this investigation and understand what we're up against. America, as we know it, hangs in the balance. That's not hyperbole. When you can steal elections with abandon, it's over.
Are you saying Mitt Romney's not a tough fighter?
And you got big tech in the middle of this, right? You got all the media, fake media. And John Solomon reported Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, sent $350 million to election judges. What was that for?
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Got an oil field truck? Needed clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Needed washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bach and Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and then knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one can change my mind but mama tried.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part today by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, and I am telling you folks, they have got quite the inventory right now of fun. And all this indoor COVID worry. You know, it's a great way to just get a little mental health break by foosball and shuffleboard and great billiards tables made in America. How about ordering up a splash pool, getting a great deal on it, and having that ready to go come spring? And then let's talk about wellness, actual wellness. The time you spend in a hot spring spa or a sauna. We were there on Friday for Black Friday savings. Wow, I was going sauna to sauna saying, oh, I like this one. But oh, I like that one. Oh, this one is so nice. Oh, my gosh. Great selection. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks. You tell them Scott sent you. All right, another Klepas promise from the Oversight Committee of the Legislature in Michigan yesterday. I'm going to play this. This has to do with the Dominion machines here and something that a person that worked for that company is telling us about. Listen to this.
Hi, you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Melissa Carone. I am a resident of Wayne County. I have a background in IT and cybersecurity. I was contracted by PDS staffing to work with Dominion Voting Systems, assisting with IT at the TCS Center. I started work at 6 a.m. on November 3rd, and I worked until 5 a.m. on November 4th. I returned to work at 10 a.m. November 4th and worked until 2 p.m. November 4th. I was initially supposed to return back to work around 4, but I was told via text through one of the other Dominion workers named Samuel that I wasn't needed, that they were almost finished counting. I wasn't going to mention this, being that it has been mentioned numerous times. I was initially supposed to be working. Be working at the Department of Elections. That was an order from Dominion Voting Systems. They told me that I would be parking in a parking lot and I would be shuttled in through a shuttle. I called my mother and I told my mother about this, and my mom said, no, absolutely not. You're not doing that. I also had a concern about that because I do have two small young children at home and I needed access to my vehicle. What I witnessed at the TCF Center was complete fraud. The whole 27 hours I was there, there was batches of ballots being ran through the tabulating machines numerous times, being counted 8 to 10 times. I watched this with my own eyes. I was there to assist with IT. These people on night shift, I had 4 people on night shift that I've known. One of them I've known for over 20 years. He approached me and said he had absolutely zero training whatsoever, contradicting 100% what Daniel Baxter claims, that they had so much training. He said they had zero. I watched. These people had no idea what they were doing. Okay. Also, the adjudication process, I witnessed numerous people walking up claiming they were both Democrats, saying they were sitting together, judging ballots all day together. I witnessed it all. I was on the main stage with all of the city officials. Daniel Baxter was in on the whole thing, and I am under the impression 100% that at least 90% of those workers were all in on this. There was not a single ballot the whole night, the whole 27 hours I was there, that I saw that was for Donald Trump, not one. Not a single ballot. That is scary. There is no reason for that. Also, I'm going to say that there was something going on at that Department of Elections, and it's clearly something that's very illegal that occurred there, and I am grateful to God that I did not go there.
Thank you. So, Vice Chair Lucido has a question.
Sure.
You were employed by whom to do what?
Okay. So I am a freelance IT worker.
Okay.
I was employed by PDS, P as in Paul, D as in David, S as in Sam, staffing to work as to assist with IT work for Dominion.
The software company.
Dominion Voting Systems, correct. I was with Nick Atanamagas. He's my manager.
I apologize, but this is here. Why did they feel that they needed to have assistance there for the software?
So a couple people have asked me the same question. I cannot answer that. These people were very secretive, and I will say that these people were very, very secretive and just really pushy. I never admit I was a Republican to these people. The comments that they were making were disgusting.
Regardless of Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green, doesn't matter. I'm getting right to the heart of it. What was the instated purpose that the software company needed to have the assistance of support staff for IT?
I believe that it was because Nick and Samuel, that are permanent employees of Dominion, Nick is a part owner, that they had to be together on the stage working together, so it looked like they had assistance with IT. Now, I was also not allowed to wear a badge or tell anybody who I was working with.
That's fine. So it your opinion that it was them that needed to be there. You don't know anything that was contractual. You don't know if there was anything that was going glitchy, which means that there's...
Oh, I know of a lot of stuff that...
But my question is, factually, which
yes.
means today, as you sit here, is there anything you can tell us
yes.
that was happening with the software where Nick and Samuel had to go assist in this.
Absolutely.
What was that?
Okay, so Samuel was missing for about 3 hours. When he returned, I said, where were you? He said, I was at the warehouse. I said, where's this warehouse? And I said, is it an Amazon warehouse? I don't know. What kind of warehouse is it, right? And he said, we call it the Chicago warehouse. And I said, okay, so it's in Chicago because they're from Colorado. I said, so it's in Chicago? And he said, no, Melissa, it's in Detroit. We call it the Chicago warehouse. I said, okay, and I just walked away. But
this is unbelievable.
There was something very secretive
like
that he was doing.
All I needed to hear was every single vote she saw for 27 hours was Joe Biden. Not one Donald Trump vote.
And she's not sitting there without answers. She's got answers to their questions. She's got specific.
Yeah, and, you know, the whole park in a parking lot that will take you in by shuttle and is very, very, very odd.
Well, it's Detroit, man. That's Detroit.
That's true.
That's right behind Chicago.
Yeah.
And they wrote the playbook on this.
Chicago warehouse, as you heard. What'd you say, Tom?
Creepy.
Yeah, a little creepy. Definitely a little creepy. There's a lot of creepy in this whole thing. But you're hearing it firsthand from the testimony that happened yesterday. It's happening today as well. All right, folks, coming up. Warm. What's on your mind?
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
How many votes would it take to overturn the presidential election? 81,660 in Pennsylvania. Would a semi-truck with 24 pallets of filled-in ballots change the results? Probably so. How about those ballots being shipped from New York State to Pennsylvania on election night?
I know I saw ballots with return addresses filled out, loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed for Pennsylvania, and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania.
100,000 ballots were missing, and that only 7 or 8 were found at UMS. based on my previous experience, I believe that to be a lie.
Whistleblower's firsthand testimony came forward as part of the Amistad Project investigation. It was first presented to Americans Tuesday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Friends of the North Dakota Petroleum Council bring you what's on your mind. You know, communities all across North Dakota can see the possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry helps make that happen. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. Among the list of things that really, really matter related to this effort to find every legal vote. Just find out where's the legal votes is energy policy. And you look what's happened there to put ourselves in a position of abundance and not have to rely on the form. It's incredible. There are many just like it. Matt Brannard is here. Matt is the genius behind the Voter Integrity Project, and he and some other folks, as you know from the conversation we had after the election, set up this project to go out and just determine, you know, through research, through data, what the vote tells us, what action. I mean, were there Biden votes that were not for Biden, that were for Trump? What did they do with Trump votes? All of that. So it's been a fascinating project to watch unfold. Some decent news coverage, which is great. Matt, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So, quickly explain the research, what you intended to do here.
So, right after the election, there was a lot of suspicion about potential voter fraud. And without any preconceived notions or determination to prove it, per se, I and my team devised a couple of techniques, analysis methods we were going to apply to determine if there were any illegal votes. Maybe there were, maybe there weren't. But we designed some ways that would help us determine that. And it was a very expensive project. It cost over $600,000 to run this experiment in all these six states. The data costs were about $200,000, and then the phone centers were about another $400,000. So what we did was we built these pools of voters who say we suspect may have been victims of voter fraud, and we called them and asked them if they believed what happened is the same thing that the state said happened. So we found people, unfortunately, who said that they had not voted, though the state had marked them as having voted. We found people who said they did not request absentee ballots, although the state said they sent them absentee ballots. We also found a lot of people through data analysis whom we do not believe are legal residents of the states where they cast ballots, which is a big problem. And we found people that we believe cast multiple ballots where they voted in two different states. So we've compiled all that data, and I'm going state to state. I'm in Michigan right now getting ready to testify before the legislature here. I was in Arizona 2 days ago. I think I'll be in Georgia soon sharing this data and sharing it with law enforcement on the state, local and federal level, and hoping that somebody will take some action on it to at least investigate it further and, if necessary, deliver some serious remedies.
How do you determine somebody may be susceptible to voter fraud?
Well, we put together pools of folks we thought might be likely. So we looked at people who were who had moved from moved away from where they were registered to vote and had seen an absentee ballot requested by them. And we appended the data that the state gave us with their phone numbers, and then we went around calling them. We made hundreds of thousands of calls, I think about 1 million phone calls to these folks. And many of them told us that, look, I didn't request that ballot. In other cases, we looked at people who had not voted before, or maybe they voted once in their entire history, and then they voted earlier absentee in this presidential election. And we called a large universe of people of that population and asked, did you cast that ballot? And many of them told us that they didn't. So it's very troubling. And, you know, we've had individuals who don't live in the state anymore, moved away, show up as having voted, and we ask them about it, they'll come forth and say, no, I didn't cast the ballot, but the state says that their ballot was signature verified. And so those are big red flags that deserve an additional investigation. We found enough illegal ballots in three of the states, or what appear to be illegal ballots, in enough states that I can't say with confidence that Joe Biden got enough votes to be president, because the number of those questionable ballots is greater than the margin of victory for him in those three states, and without those three states, he wouldn't be president. So I can't say with confidence that he actually won the election.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this is just unbelievable. Because, for one, if this is a handful here or there or whatever, you say, well, somebody screwed up. You can't say somebody screwed up here. I mean, is there any other way to describe what you just pointed out than voter fraud?
You know, well, I mean, you could point the finger at clerical error. And, you know, I and my team are not beyond scrutiny, beyond making errors. And, you know, we invite the states to look at our data that shows, you know, how many people cast ballots in that state that don't actually live there. And the thing is, the state is actually the best arbiter. The state has the tools to do the investigation that we don't have, that we had to find makeshift third sort of party ways to get at this information. The state could do a much better job of this than we could, and yet they don't. And yet I've not been requested by any state for this data that we've compiled and been very public about. I'm going to be FedExing it to all of them along with a little jump drive with all the data on it of the people that, you know, I think they, or the registered voters who cast ballots, they should add some scrutiny to. But, I mean, there's very obvious cases of fraudulent illegal votes being cast. And one of the clearest examples is that we found is in Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania. People have registered as voters with their residency at postal services, at postal facilities, which is not legal because you've got to register your location where you actually live. And what's peculiar about this is they didn't register as P.O. Box 123. They disguised that when they registered, and they registered as apartment 123. Or unit 123 or suite 123 at postal facilities, at FedEx stores, at the UPS store, and almost universally cast mail-in ballots from those addresses. So these are some very big red flags. These are clearly, you know, in this case, clearly illegally registered voters, because the law is very clear. You have to register where you are domiciled. Even if you're homeless, you've got to list the location of the park bench or the homeless shelter or the church. If you live in your car, you've got to list where that car is parked. None of these people live at the postal office. So this is incontrovertible evidence, and I think there's enough of it in those three states that, you know, that victory cannot we cannot have any confidence that Joe Biden won.
Wow. We talked to Mike Lindell yesterday, who I know was supportive of your project, too, and Mike talked about all the different angles that this work is going to be used in. And obviously you have the states. You're in Michigan today to make the case there. The Michigan legislature has the authority under the Constitution to decide who the electors are and decide what the information is. So is the scenario that, you know, your information, Matt, and the other things that have come from the eyewitnesses are then put before the legislatures and they say, okay, you know, we see enough here that we're going to not certify?
That's up to them, and they've got to represent their constituents. I would say that in the states, at least in the states where I alone have produced enough data to surpass that margin, I think it's pretty clear cut. I think they have to weigh some pretty compelling stories. I was hearing some testimony yesterday from Michigan here that's pretty compelling that these elections were really poorly run. And I don't know what the midterm solution is. The short-term solution is perhaps not to certify the election. The long-term solution is to fix these problems so they can't happen again. And there's a lot of ways to do that, a lot of common sense ways to do that, but common sense is short supply, it seems, these days in government.
So, I mean, you put a lot of effort into this. What do you think is the proper remedy? How do you see this movie ending?
Well, I mean, if enough states don't certify, we're going to have a very difficult conversation as a nation where potentially this gets thrown to the House. And the House would then vote to reelect Trump because of the way the numbers work there. The alternative is if Joe Biden takes the oath of office in January, I don't think we have any confidence that he's the deserved winner of this election unless the concerns I bring up are addressed or refuted. So I could only consider him to be the presidential occupant, not the actual president. Now, in the long term, in terms of reforms and things people can do in their states, there are a couple of things. Number one, they've got to do a lot of hygiene on those voter lists, much more aggressively. They've got to remove people who are illegal aliens and otherwise legal aliens who are not entitled to vote. And there's the federal government actually has tools to help them do that. They've got to remove people who've moved or have, you know, any indication of having moved. Third parties have to help them look that up. They've also got to find a way to authenticate absentee ballots if they're going to have absentee ballots at all. I think the best way to authenticate them is probably through fingerprints. Your cell phone can unlock itself with your fingerprint. There's no reason that same technology can't be used to authenticate that you're the person that requested and sent that absentee ballot. And finally, we've got to get rid of these closed-source software voting machines. Any voting machine that is not open source, both in software and hardware, has to be torn out and thrown in a dumpster. The big problem are the government officials, the local officials, state officials, elected, administrative, who signed contracts or voted for laws or voted to buy this equipment from companies like Dominion. Any elected official who supported purchasing that equipment that was closed source, that's basically a black box that you can't examine, they're unfit for public office. They should never have the power to do anything like that. They don't know what they're doing. So in every state, even if it's not one of these six states that everybody's paying attention to right now, you've got to look and find out what kind of voting equipment your state is using, your county is using. And if it's not open source, and there's a good chance it's not, you've got to get rid of that software, but you've also got to get rid of the people who thought that was acceptable in a democracy, because it's not.
Well, I want to solve this, obviously, and make sure, you know, that you can put your head on the pillow at night that everything has been done that should be done to make sure there's only legal votes counted. By the way, I don't know why that would be controversial. I would hope people would understand.
It seems to be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, why? Because if we don't have an election system we can believe in, we don't have an America. So there's no integrity there.
I'll actually tell you. I have a theory, because when I started this, again, I very much wanted to come out the other end of it and say, hey, it was a clean election. There were some clerical errors or some minor things here or there, but it was clean. Unfortunately, I can't do that. But when I started, I was hopeful that people that were Joe Biden supporters would sort of cheer us on, because you'd think they would have an interest in establishing that, you know, these questions about the election, that was no big deal. It was no big deal. But none of them, they gave no support to this project. And what I suspect, if I'm going to be cynical here, is they actually believe that the notion of voter fraud helps them. Because if people on the right are demoralized into thinking that their votes, their political activity does not count, it does not matter because the elections are never going to accurately reflect it and the Democrats will always be able to steal it through different techniques and legal ballots, it's going to discourage those on the right from voting or from fighting. And we absolutely cannot sink to that level of cynicism here.
Incredible. We'll post this interview on all our social sites again. Folks are already texting, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Matt, glad you did what you did with the Voter Integrity Project. Good luck there in Michigan and telling the story everywhere. And I hope it bears fruit. It needs to for America's sake. Thanks a bunch.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Matt Brainerd with us on What's on Your Mind. More
back
for
to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up, and you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there. You won't even hardly know where they're.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this
this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need, really, excavation-wise. We do boring, a lot of road bores, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11, pizza, corner pizza, 2 for $3 liquid ice, Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
She was called the Scarlet Woman.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Shop in the area's best selection of late model pickups. Not only GMCs, but Rams, Chevys, Fords, even Ford Super Duties. Most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranties. Save it at 2018 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLD. Just 20,000 miles. Just 26.9. Finance rates still some of the lowest in years. And business owners, you get a shot at saving even more. Find out on Memorial Highway under the gigantic American flag or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Well, and before the top of the hour, we're going to talk budget in Minnesota in a moment here with one of our friends, one of our pros in the center of the American experiment. I know I promised the CNN thing, and I intended to play the CNN thing, but I'll just tell you again. It's CNN before the election, before Trump, talking about how shady Dominion is and how they helped Hugo Chavez. Fast forward to Rudy Giuliani telling the story about this and Hugo Chavez and Sidney Powell and others, and what does CNN do? Oh, that's a joke. Oh, my gosh, Hugo Chavez, who are they talking about? So that you now know it. But the reason I'm skipping it is because the listeners sent me a clip from another one of the witnesses yesterday at the Michigan hearing on the voter fraud. And he said, I want to go to church with this lady. So I haven't heard this, but if he wants to go to church with the lady, so do I. Here it is. Listen to this. I'm not hearing anything either.
These workers were changing votes that had been cast for Donald Trump other than Republican candidates. I observed ballots with cursive writing notes at the top right-hand corner. I observed a lot of them. Let's say a count, maybe about 100 of them or more. I also observed these ballots did not have ballot codes on them. The one, you know, you tear at the top, no ballot code numbers. At approximately 4:03 a.m., a poll worker announced, 50 boxes of ballots coming in. Election workers loudly cheered, woo! Why? Did they know that they were for Biden? Was it a Biden dump? We don't know, huh? About 4:50 a.m., I witnessed a man spraying a chemical inside the ballot. It could have been air, but I also saw him put whiteout tape up inside of there. And he was walking around with this whiteout tape during the whole night. I have witnesses. If you need to call on them, their name is Cheryl Constantino, Linda Sawyer, Judy Jump, Debbie Swall, and Marlene Benser, including myself, Articia Bomber.
Do you love this lady or what?
I love her.
You got the names of all these other witnesses. You want to call them? Here's their names. Here's what I saw.
No nonsense, man. Right to it. That's great.
Does she sound like she's some kind of plant or making up some kind of a story?
I want to go to church with her, too.
Come on.
CNN got bumped for her right here on the program. There, I did it. I don't care. Right? We're celebrating these wonderful patriots that are
God bless them.
Standing up.
You bet.
Fighting. And today has been an incredible day with a lot of great conversation. We'll keep it going. We can't go anywhere before we tell you about Minnesota's budget deficit and the tax revenues that they're raving about in Minnesota. John Fino is here, economist with the Center of the American Experiment. Hey, John, how are you?
Thanks. Nice to speak to you.
What do I need to know about tax revenues in Minnesota?
Well, if you go back a few months, tax revenues were expected to crater, and Minnesota was forecast to have a budget deficit for the fiscal year ending in June 2021 because of COVID-19 and the various government responses to that. And what's happened actually is consistently over the period 2020, these revenues and receipts have actually come in a lot stronger than forecast, so that incredibly, incredibly, if you'd have asked me in May, it is now forecast that Minnesota will end up with a budget surplus for the year ending in June 2021 of about $641 million.
Interesting. So I don't think you need a tax hike in Minnesota if that's the case, right?
Absolutely not. I mean, we should be looking at trying to get our taxes down anyway because we're one of the heaviest tax states in America. But I have absolutely no doubt that there will be people who will be pushing for tax hikes. I'm sure if we'd have had a deficit forecast yesterday, I'm sure people would have been saying, well, we need to close the deficit with tax hikes. Now that we have a small surplus, not a deficit, I think people will still be arguing for tax hikes, part of the rebuilding from COVID-19 and the shutdowns, and also part of rebuilding from the riots that we had in the summer.
Wow. So how about the state's GDP? Is there enough focus there of increasing the state's GDP and getting a better overall economy than tax hikes?
Well, that's the other thing. We released a report on Monday where we make the case that Minnesota should be looking at getting its taxes down to get its fiscal house in order. And we still have a deficit forecast for the year after June 2021. So that's going to be the focus of the upcoming legislative session starting in the new year. But what you see, actually, if you look at the data, is that there's a much stronger relationship between dollar amounts of government tax, the state government revenue, and state gross domestic products, GDP, than there is between state tax revenues and tax rates. So what that means is that, you know, you can hike taxes, and they were 17% at one point, the top rates in Minnesota, and they didn't bring any more revenue in as a share of the state's income. The share of the state's income that the government receives is actually fairly straight. It's a fairly straight line over time. Minnesotans seem somehow mystically to have made the decision that about 6.6% is about all of their income they're going to give to the state government, no matter how much it tries to tax them.
Well, Well, I'm glad you're on the watch. And the key here, folks, is to learn this. Minnesotans especially pay attention to it. See this entire research at AmericanExperiment.org, AmericanExperiment.org. Thanks, John. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Brought to you today by our friends at ABM, Advanced Business Methods, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. You know, today's printers are really high-end computers. All that data and analytics to help you track usage and help you save money on the job. They got them at abmnow.com.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Old House in Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Old House in Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.